Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Haley with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Riverwalk is scheduled to reopen next month after a 3-year closure. The recently upgraded 256-metre stretch of the waterfront path will create a continuous path between the Story Bridge and the Botanic Gardens, connecting Charlotte Street and Alice Street. Developer group Dexis has announced that an event is planned for early February to mark the opening of the $2.5 billion project.
Claims that a march for Australian organiser on the Gold Coast was bashed by a group of Middle Eastern men have been refuted by police, with QPS confirming that the actual altercation involved multiple Caucasian people. The Surfers Paradise incident involving Gold Coast organiser Michael Lockyer ended with no charges. However, posts from the MFA regarding the alleged fight provoked numerous hate comments, including one encouraging a second Cronulla riot. Other comments, including those stating that it's time for Australians went hunting in packs and that this won't go unanswered, have followed, despite police informing organisers that Mr. Lockyer's claims were inaccurate. In national news,
Liberal Shadow Minister for Housing and Homelessness Andrew Bragg has made a statement accusing the Australian Muslim community of needing to take some responsibility for the Bondi terror attack, even after widespread condemnation from Muslim groups. Following a speech given by Scott Morrison while in Israel encouraging enforceable disciplinary authority and a need to curtail radical Islam, Bragg stated that since you can't deport citizens, you need to find ways to fix it. While Bragg describes a mutation of Islam, Muslim representatives have been seen attending vigils mourning victims of the Bondi terror attack, while threats and hate speech have increased drastically with reports of people being targeted and threatened on the streets.
Last week, after torrential rain in Sydney, fresh poo balls washed up on the beach at Malabar, the closest beach to the problematic Malabar sewage treatment plant. In October 2024, when the balls were initially washed onto Coogee Beach, they were referred to as mystery tar balls. Signs were put up on the beach warning people not to touch the debris balls or swim, but authorities didn't let the community know. There were no other warnings issued by Sydney Water, the Environment Protection Authority, or the state government. Fixing the problem would require shutting down the outfall, which reaches 2.3 kilometers offshore, for maintenance and diverting the sewage to a cliff-face discharge, which could close Sydney beaches for months.
In international news, following in the path of the recent Australian under-16 social media ban, French lawmakers have passed a bill to ban social media use by under-15s. After a long night of voting, the lower house adopted the ban by a motion of 130-21, with authorities hoping the measures can be prepared and enforced from the start of the 2026 school year in September. President Emmanuel Macron stated that the emotions of our children and teenagers are not for sale or to be manipulated, either by American platforms or Chinese algorithms. The European Commission, while supporting France's position to impose the ban, says that any enforcement of platform age verification tools would lie with the EU.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4zz, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we